We bless the name of the Lord one more time as we greet you in peace and thank him for this amazing opportunity to again connect by his holy word. Our word for the day is the power of rejoicing. How do you handle difficulty in life? You know, when things don't go the way you intend for them to go, setbacks, trials, tribulations, you know, those moments when you literally get anxious, worried, or simply afraid. Here's what Paul says. You learn the power of rejoicing. Because Paul says, when you understand that you have power to handle every situation through your ability to rejoice, you can discover that you can turn that situation around. In Philippians 4:4, here's what he says. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Now, Paul is not saying to act like the problem does not exist. No, quite the opposite. He's saying, acknowledge the issue. Acknowledge the worry, the anxiety, the trial, the tribulation, the struggle. Acknowledge that you are in something that's difficult. He said, but don't allow it to overcome you. You want to know why? Because you have the power to rejoice. To rejoice simply means to trust God in the situation. So today, I want to give you an opportunity to trust God with it, to lay it at the feet of Jesus, to allow him to handle what you're dealing with, to admit, this is tough, this is rough, this is too heavy for me. And that's why you got to learn the power of rejoicing. Because when you can rejoice in your situation, as Paul said, and again I say rejoice, you're saying to God, I'm rejoicing because I know that you have all power in your hands. And whatever I'm going through, you can handle it. Here's what Paul is saying. Exercise the power you have and your ability to rejoice. Rejoice today, family. Now give God some glory. In Jesus' name, amen.